Dvar Halachin Chagas Halvavis, Wednesday night, Or Lachav Tes Adar Aleph. Okay, we're coming to the end of learning these halachas now in this time slot. When you take three steps back and the beginning of Shmona Esrei, there also might be someone behind you that started Shmona Esrei already. It happens. So you can't go, you shouldn't even go off to the side in this case. There's actually, if you know your Mishnah Berurah, there's no obligation to take three steps back in the beginning of Shmona Esrei. It's a convenient way to be able to take three steps forward, which is something you do in the beginning of Shmona Esrei, but you don't, there's no obligation to go three steps back. So just take your three steps forward, even if they're baby steps, and don't go back at all if there's someone in back of you, even in the semicircle, davening Shmona Esrei, because there's no chiv at all to go back. It's just a minig to go back three steps first. Okay, it's mutter. Let's talk about some cases where it's mutter to be over lefnei hamisbalel, a pressing mitzvah. So if it's for the tzibur, then you could even go in front of him. And if it's your own mitzvah, then you can go through the semicircle, although not in front of him. An example of a public need is, let's say, if you need it for a minyan, or a kohen has to go wash his hands and duchen, or maybe you need it to be a bal korei, or you have to take a crying child out of shul. These would be examples of tzorech tzibur, mitzvah, and you can pass in front of a mispalel for that. An individual mitzvah where you can go through the semicircle is to go learn, or a levi going to wash the hands of a kohen is not considered a tzorech tzibur, it's considered a tzorech yochid. Okay, any such example of a tzorech yochid. If you have to go to the bathroom in a way that you'd be able to shaktsu, then you can pass even in front of him. A lot of people asked about a hefsek. Is there something between you and the mispalel? So if there's a person between you and the mispalel, we'll say we could be makil. Some place can say he should be at least as tall as the mispalel, because again, looking at it as a question of kavana and the seeing movement or sensing movement, so he could be makil, although some throw in that he should be as tall as the mispalel. In terms of a bima or a shtender or a chair or a table, so it has to be permanently there. I don't know if it has to be screwed in. Let's say these tables in the shul are probably called permanently there. Like, that's their place. The chairs are probably not called permanently there. Shtenders are also probably not called permanently there. The bima is permanently there. So that's called permanently there. So that it has to be. Most poskim talk about, again, it being as high as the mispalel, which already almost negates the halacha in a practical sense. But some say if it's 10 tefachim high, it's good enough. It's like a machitza. So maybe that bima, for example, would be 10 tefachim high. The table, I don't think, is 10 tefachim high. Even if we consider it to be permanently in place, and 10 tefachim, but the kula is 10 tefachim. Most poskim talk about it being as high as the mispalel. Okay.